Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. Hallelujah. God is. Hallelujah. Hey. Praise Him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm just saying, I want to welcome everybody to the radio tonight and thank God once again for the things that God has done for us. You know, God is awesome God. He's a blessed God. He's a knowing God. And I want to tell you what God is doing to the body of Christ. All we got to do is stay in line. We thank Him, sir. We thank You for everything You're doing for us, through us, and by us. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, tonight we got this blessed sister going to come on with the word for meters at the well. In Jesus' name. I love you, Father. Thank you. Dr. Dolores, your own
Amen.
Name.
Amen. God, praise God. Yes, He is our everything. Yes, He is. We can be thankful for that. We can be thankful because He is our everything. We don't have to look to anything else but Him.
Amen.
Amen. But the Lord, He is our everything. That is such a wonderful song. Tonight, as we go forth tonight, we're going to look in the scriptures tonight. We're going to go to the scriptures for God's word is saying. We want to talk about how to glorify God and give Him praise. Amen. Because He is our everything. He is our everything. And because of God's word, we are where we are. He has blessed us. And so therefore we should study the scriptures and have a word for any situation, because He is our everything. God is our everything. Any situation you're going through, any situation that arises, God can handle it. He is our everything. He can handle any scripture. And that's why we should give Him praise. We should glorify Him. Because He is our everything, amen? It's just a blessing to know the Lord. It's a true blessing that He is our everything. With that being said, we're going to go to the scriptures tonight and see how to glorify God, how to give Him praise, because it's so important with all that He has done for us and is doing for us, our children, our families, and so forth, on our jobs or wherever we may be. God is supplying our needs. He's doing so much for us, and we should glorify Him and give Him praise for that. And we can do it anywhere. We can do it silently, or we can do it loudly. But we can give Him praise. It doesn't matter the day or the time. day or night, we can give him praise because he so deserves it. So let's go to, we're going to look at the scriptures tonight to see how to glorify God. And we're going to go to Psalm 100 and look at what David said in the Psalms. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. And that says a lot. We can be thankful to the Lord because, like the song says, he is our everything. We can enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise, knowing that the Lord is so good to us. He's taking care of us. He's waking us up in the morning, blessing us with health and strength. So we can enter into his gates with thanksgiving. We can be glad about it. We can praise him. We can praise the Lord for what he is doing. And in Psalms 95, he said, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. To the rock of our salvation. To the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God. He is a great God. And a great king above all gods. God is our everything. He is our everything. He is a great God, king above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of his heel is his also. The sea is his. He made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our maker. Hallelujah. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if we will, hear his voice. Harden not your hearts as in the provocation and in the day of the temptation in the wilderness. So harden not your hearts. Hear the word of God. Study the word of God. So that way, in any situation, like I said, in any situation, God will be glorified. He will be glorified. We can give him glory for just knowing that he's the rock of our salvation. We can give him glory for that. We can come into his presence. We can give him glory for that, being able to come into the presence of God and talk to him. We can give him glory for that, knowing that he is a great God, a great king. We can thank him and give him glory because he is our everything. We thank God for that tonight. We just give him the glory because he is an awesome God. David said in Psalms 23, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. So David knew that the Lord, and we also know, he was letting us know, we also know that the Lord is our shepherd. All we have to do is stay connected. Stay connected to the word of God. Tend to his words. Be able to hold his word in your heart and share it with others. And that's what it's all about, making God our everything, making him our everything, giving him glory, praising him, because he is truly deserving to be praised. Amen. David said in Psalms 24, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Everything belongs to the Lord. There's nothing made, nothing created that doesn't belong to the Lord. Everything belongs to the Lord. He is our creator, and we can give him praise tonight. And it says, and God is able to make, excuse me, all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. 2 Corinthians 9:8. So we can give God the glory for that, because he supplies all our needs. And he tells us that in Psalm 23, David was saying, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So the Lord let us know that he can supply all our needs. We have no need to want for anything. We can consult with the Lord. We can pray to him. We can give him glory. We can praise him. And let God know that, Lord, we appreciate you. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives. And it's just a blessing to know that when you know a word, know the word of God and appreciate his word, God is pleased. He is pleased with that. And then we can take that word and we can share it with someone else. And that is truly a blessing to be able to do that. But we can only do it by studying the word. Philippians 4:19-7, but my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So there's leaving nothing out, because God will supply all of our needs when we're praising him, when we're giving him glory, when we're attending to his word. God will supply all our needs. He will do these things for us. There's nothing lacking in the Lord. We can always go to him. We're sheep, and we're completely dependent on the shepherd, and God is the good shepherd. And we're completely dependent on him for provision, guidance, and protection. And John 10:11, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep, and we are the sheep. And God has given his life for us. And so we thank God for that. We can glorify him. We can give him the glory for laying down his life for us. We didn't deserve it, but he laid down his life for us. And that's truly, truly a blessing. It's truly a blessing just to know that the Lord had us in mind. Amen. Psalms 24, as I said earlier, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And just knowing that we can go to God about anything, because everything in this earth belongs to the Lord. Everything. There's nothing hidden, nothing, because everything belongs to the Lord. And that means everything that belongs to the Lord, we should give him praise. We should give him glory, because he owns everything. And when we go to him and let him know that we appreciate you, Lord, we appreciate you for our jobs, our families, that they're in good health and strength. We appreciate the Lord, but we give him glory for that. We should praise him in the mornings when we get up. Praise the Lord, thanking him for giving us another opportunity to serve him, to praise him, to give him glory. And that's what the angels in heaven does. They give God glory. And that's what we should be doing, giving God the glory. And so Hebrews, I'm going through scriptures tonight. As I said earlier, we're going to go through the scriptures, and that's what I am doing. Hebrews 13:20 says, calls him the great shepherd, and there's no other like him. We can trust him in all things. We can trust the Lord. That's one thing we know, is that we can trust him. If out of all, anything and everything in life, we can trust the Lord. He is truly, truly worthy to be praised, and we can give him the glory for that, because we know that we can trust him. And Romans 11:36 is, but for of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. So we should give him glory, because for of him, and through him, and to him are all things, and to him be glory forever. Amen. So, and this is what we should do. We should glorify God because of just his word alone, his protection, his guidance. We can give him glory. Give God glory for what he is doing in our lives, because it's truly, truly a blessing when your families are safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. We see a lot going on in the earth, but when we are praying, God is protecting us. He's watching over us, watching over your children, your family, and it's truly a blessing. It's a blessing just to know that. It's truly a blessing. I met a young lady on Saturday, and we had gone out to eat, and I met a young lady, and she was sitting out into the lobby singing as I got out there, and she was singing from her heart, and I thought, wow, this lady's really singing. And she had two young boys with her, which was I think ages 7 and 9, and she had them singing as well. And I stood there and listened to her, and she was pouring out her heart to God. And I was thinking, man, I said, Lord, you don't hear this or see this too often, but she was sitting in the lobby pouring out her heart to God. And it was truly a blessing just to see her with her young young children, having them sing unto the Lord and praising God. They was giving God the glory, and to see that was amazing. And I thought, Lord, I just want to thank you for allowing me to be a part of what they was doing at that particular time. So it's a blessing to glorify God, even when you're going through. She said she was going through. So even when we're going through, we can still give God the praise. We can still glorify his name, lift his name up and let him know, Lord, we are thankful. Even though we're going through whatever we're going through, even though things happen, Lord, we're thankful. We still can give you glory because you've given us life. We're still here, and we can give God the glory for that. And we should give God glory because all things belong to him. Everything, we can give God the glory. The creation shows his attributes, his power, his love, his mercy, his wisdom, and his grace. I mean, we can look around us and see God's glory. We can look at it and see it, the skies, the heavens, the stars. We can see all that. And in Psalms 19:1, it says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. God reveals himself through nature. And we can look out and see that. We see the trees blooming. We see the sky. We see so many different things that the Lord has created. And all of that gives him glory. All of it, it gives God glory. Everything he made is good. And that's why I love that scripture. It says in Psalms 19:1, it says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament show his handiwork. God reveals himself through nature. That is truly a blessing. We can wake up in the morning and look out at the sky, whatever it's like. You know, a lot of people complain about it rain too much. I'm satisfied either way. I just give God the glory. Whether it's raining or the sun is shining, I thank God. So we can give God the glory for that. We can look around at nature. We can see all the things that God has created and just begin to give him glory. And it says in Psalms 19:7, it says, the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. It even enlightened the eyes. And that is, I mean, that's just a blessing right there. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. And that's just truly a blessing to just know the Lord is pure, it's true. We can speak the word. We can meditate on this word because it's true, it's pure. And it's just a true blessing, and we can glorify God for that. We don't have to worry about anything when we're in the word because we know it's pure and it's true and it's everlasting. His word is everlasting. It's righteous. And when we begin to study the word and meditate on it, God's word is so pure and so righteous, and we give God the glory. We can give him the glory for his word. Amen. Verse 10 says, more to be desired are they than gold, yea, than even fine gold, sweet also than honey and the honeycomb. And that is, we can give God glory for that because his word is so sweet, it's so good to us. And once we start studying God's word, we are so excited. We can give God glory. We can tell others about it. We can tell others and help them because you never know what someone else is going through. And so when you have a word and when you're giving God glory, when you're singing and giving him praise, God is pleased with it. He is pleased with it. And we can share that word with others as well and help lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. And in Isaiah 43:20, it says, the beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give water in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my children. And this is what God does for us. I mean, even the beasts of the field, he takes care of everything. He laid it all out to take care of everything and everybody. All we have to do is give him praise, study the word of God, and show him that, Lord, we appreciate you. We're content. We're thankful for what you have done and what you're doing in our life. It's truly a blessing to know that. Yeah. And in Luke 14, it says, the angels give God glory. they glorify God. They say, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And right there, the angels are glorifying God. And that's why I said the angels are glorifying God. How much more should we be glorifying God in this earth with all that he is doing for us and has done for us, our family, our children, on our jobs, round about, everywhere. We should give God glory. We should praise him and let him know, Lord, we appreciate you. We thank you for what you're doing in our life. We thank you for where we are now. We thank you for doing the things that you have done for us in our lives. And many of us have gone through some things, and God has brought us out. He's brought us a mighty long way, and we should give him glory. We should praise him and let him know that, Lord, we appreciate it. We thank you. We rise up in the morning. I know I have prayer partners that we stay connected. We pray, and we give God the glory in the mornings, in the evenings, afternoons. We pray, and we just give God the glory because we're so thankful for what all he's doing and has done in our lives. So we love him the glory because he so deserves it. He so deserves the glory. And so we want to continue in that. And like I say, get with some Bible-believing people because God's word is so relaxing. It's so true. It's so pure. So we can give God the glory anytime. Like I say, on the job, at home, wherever we are, we can give God the glory at any time, any day. And Jesus said, I seek not my own glory. There's one that seeketh and judges, and that's God. So even Jesus gave God glory. And so with that being said, we should not let that linger on. We should give God glory. We should always praise the Lord. Let him know, Lord, we appreciate you, and we thank you for what you're doing. And it's just a blessing to glorify the name of the Lord. And the Lord is pleased when we're giving him glory, when we're thinking of him. When we're thinking of him, he's interceding for us. Someone that's always interceding for us, we should be praising him at all times. We should be giving him glory at all times. He's always interceding for us, going to the Father on our behalf, knowing we're not worthy, but he does it. He cares for us. He loves us. He loves us that much. And so we should give him glory. We should praise his name. Whatever we say and do, we should give God glory. Our actions must be God. When we're eating or drinking or whatever we're doing, wherever we are, we should give God the glory. Let him know, Lord, we appreciate you. We thank you for what you've done in our lives and what you are doing. But we should give God glory constantly and praise him. There are those, excuse me, even if you don't give God glory, the Lord said he get glory out of unbelievers as well. And he will get his glory. He won't share his glory with anyone.
Yeah.
God will glory. The Lord says when we confess our sins to the Lord, he's pleased with that because now you're not calling him a liar. You're agreeing with him, letting him know, Lord, I confess our sins. We should bear much fruit for the Lord. Bear much fruit. When we confess our sins, we can go forth and we can bear much fruit if we can stay connected to the vine. We have to stay connected. And so the Lord enjoys that when we are giving him glory. And like I said, even unbelievers, the Lord gives our glory out of unbelievers. In Exodus 40:14, we're gonna go there and see what he says because the Lord said he'll get his glory. He will definitely get his glory out of unbelievers, even if they don't believe.
Yeah.
In the Bible, Exodus 40:7, he said, "And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will get me honor upon Pharaoh." He said, "I get my honor. I will get it. I will get my honor, Pharaoh, and of all his hosts, and upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh. upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. So even the unbelievers, if willingly or unwillingly, you're going to give God glory. We're going to all give God glory one day, either yeah. willingly or unwillingly. The Lord said, and I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will get honor upon Pharaoh. I will get me honor upon Pharaoh. So God's going to get his honor. So just because yeah. your heart is hardened, it doesn't mean that God won't get his glory. He going to get yeah. his glory.
Yes.
So with that being said, we must glorify God. Let him know, Lord, we appreciate you. And tell others. Let them know. Even if you don't give him glory, he'll get it. He'll get it. Because the scripture says so. The scripture says so. It says, and I read that again. Behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will get me honor upon Pharaoh. God said, I'll get my honor. I'll get it from him. I know how to get it. Even if you don't want to give it to him, he know how to get it. The Bible says, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. So he'll get his glory. He will get it. So I myself, I love giving God the glory because I know who he is. I study his word. I have a relationship with him. So I love it. But for those unbelievers, if you don't give him glory, if you don't honor him, he'll get it. He will get it. Scripture says so. You can honor him now or you can honor him later. Just willingly or unwillingly, he'll get his honor. He will get it. And we should glorify God because above everything else. Place him above everything, money, fame, friends, if it comes to that. We honor God. We give him glory. We should glorify him. We should glorify him and let others know. We're not ashamed of the gospel. We're not ashamed of it. We give God the glory for everything. We thank him because he is so good to us. We must receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. We must trust the Lord Jesus Christ. God is glorified when we confess Jesus as our Lord. He is glorified. God is glorified when we confess Jesus Christ as our Lord. He is glorified. And this is what we must do. We must give God the glory. Praise him because he's so worthy. A lot of times people go throughout their day doing whatever they want to do and never think about it until something happens. Or they stumble across something, or they need something. Then they want to talk to the Lord. They want to start praising him, saying, Lord, give me this. Can you do that for me? But we give him glory because we love him and we're thankful. We're thankful. We give him that glory. We honor him because the Lord has been so good to us already. When he went to the cross for us, he did so much for us when he went to the cross, so much. So we can glorify him and be thankful that he thought that much of us, that he would go to the cross. Amen? So we want to give God the glory for that. And like I said, Jesus said, I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. And that's God. So he didn't come to glorify himself. He didn't come to glorify himself. He came to give God glory. But there are those who try to steal God's glory. But like I said, God warns them and let them know he will get his glory. God will get his glory. And then he warns those that do try to get his glory, like Pharaoh when he had a hardened heart. God warned them. He said, take heed that you do not your arms before men to be seen. Whatever you do, do it unto the Lord. Don't do it to be seen. Don't do it for men. Do it for the Lord, whatever you do. It boils down to is giving God the glory, honoring God, giving him glory for all that he has done for us. A lot of people have their hearts hardened, and they're doing whatever they want to do in this day and time, but there's going to come a day that they're going to need the word of God. They're going to need him. And then guess what? He may not be there. He may not be where they think he is to find him. But we got to study the word, and we got to let others know about the word of God. Even if you don't honor him now, you will honor him later. The Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. So we got to give God the glory he deserves. God wants us to be fruitful. He wants us to multiply in the earth. He wants us to fill the land with his word. He wants us to take the word and spread it. Let others know. Let others know about him. Let others know about the word of God so they won't be lost. We have to tell others, giving God the glory. When we let our light shine so others may see the God's glory in us, what God is doing in our life, God is pleased. He is pleased with that. And so that's why we want to continue in the word, giving God the glory, letting the Lord know, Lord, we thank you. Our hearts are not hardened. We love you. We thank you for what you're doing, what you have done. You've given us health and strength to go forth. Some of us go forth on our jobs. We get up in the morning. We go to our jobs. We do whatever we do. Some people exercise, whatever they do. But we should give God the glory. Don't put anything before the Lord, because the Lord is so good to us. And so we want to continue to let his word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Let his word lead and guide us, because God's word is true, it's pure, and we can trust him. We can trust the Lord in all things. And when you can go to the word knowing that, hey, look, I got the Lord and I can trust him in all things, that's enough right there to glorify God. It's enough to glorify him, knowing that he supplies all our needs. We're lacking for nothing when we speak God's word. And that's what I was telling someone today. The reason why nothing is happening, because we're speaking our own words and not God's word. We got to speak God's word in any situation. That's a word for it. That's a word for any given situation. And glorify God in that word, because when we speak in his word, that glorifies him. That let him know we are attending to his word. So when you speak in God's word, it glorifies him. So we can learn, we go to the scripture and we began to speak the word of God. We began to meditate on it. Give God the glory for blessing us to stay connected. Amen. So, and that's what we want to do, because the word is pure and it helps us. And it not only helps us, but it helps others. It helps our families. When we go to that word, when we study the word, giving God the glory, we're attending to his word, he's attending to us. His word leads and guides us and protects us. And that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to study his word. And as we study his word, we become more knowledgeable in what God has for us. We study God's word, doing his will, praying God's will for our lives. So, and I thank God and give God the glory for that, because it's truly a blessing to be able to study the word and be able to call up on the name of the Lord. Not
Amen.
Just when you're, but we call up on the name daily. We glorify him. Like I said, when I get up in the morning, I'm thanking God. I'm giving him the glory. Even before I start my day, I want to give him glory. I want to thank him. Let him know I appreciate him. I love him and I thank him for it, because he didn't have to do it for me. He didn't have to wake me up. It wasn't a long clock. It was the Lord that allowed me this great opportunity in the new year to go forth and to do his will. And that we can give God the glory.
Amen.
Amen. So, giving God glory and giving him praise, that's what we must do continually in this year. Give God glory. Give him praise, because he's worthy to be praised. We have a lot that we can praise the Lord. I know I do. I don't know about anybody else, but I know I got them. And my friends and my when they were sick, praying, and the Lord lifted them back up. He healed them. So we have a many things that we can praise the Lord for. And we don't have to go outside of heaven. We don't have to go too far. And we can just praise God. We can praise him anywhere, anytime, any day of the night. We can praise God, giving him the glory that he so deserves, because he is our creator. The Lord
yes.
is our, as David said, the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. Because we stick with the word of God, we don't have to want for anything, because the Lord will supply it. He will supply our needs. That's just the kind of God he is, because he loves us so much. Everything he created is good.
It's
and
good.
God will see. And he would do that for us. Amen.
Amen.
So, and that's what I wanted to talk about tonight, glorifying God, because I believe so much is going on in the world, and we have to keep prayer over our families, our children, and our homes. So,
yeah.
and ask God to be our guide, to protect us, to lead us in God's families, children, and support, because God is so good to us. And so we should give him that glory for protecting us, watching over us. And that's why we should speak the word. Give God glory. Praise him. Let him know that you're thankful. Don't get up and run out the door and then sometime during the day think, oh, yeah, well, let me pray. Let's give God the glory he so deserves. He's a holy God, and let's treat him as such. Let's treat him as who he is, the holy God. Deserving our praise, deserving that glory, letting him know, Lord, we thank you, we appreciate you, you know. And so that's why we should give him the glory. A lot of times people say and don't think about it until later in the day. But I want to get up in the morning praising God with my mind set on Jesus.
Amen.
Glory. Like I said, that song, I woke up this morning with my mind on the Lord. I want to wake up with him. I want to wake up with him on my mind because he's so good to me. We can't say that about everybody else and everything, but we can say that about the Lord. And so that's why we give him glory. And so because he's done so much for us, he's brought us such a long way in our lives and still doing so much for us so we can give him glory. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know if anyone has any input that they would like to share with us or a prayer or whatever, you know, but we welcome it. And like I said, we just glorifying God tonight, coming together in unity, and this is what we as men and women of God should do. We should come together in unity and praise and give God the glory that he so deserves, because this is what he's calling for. He's calling for us and praise him and give him the glory. You know, the more praises, well, God is so pleased, you know, when we come together in unity, glory and praise his name. It's nothing like it. Nothing like the Holy Spirit filling the place when we are praising God, giving him the glory. And the Holy Spirit takes over and just began to swamp the place. We love it. We love that. We love it. And so this is what we must do. Come together. Give God the glory. Let's praise him together. Let's give him the glory so that he will know that, hey, look, these are some sincere men and women of God, and they want to praise me. They are praising me, giving me the glory from their heart. We're not worshiping them with our mouth. We're worshiping them from the heart. And like I tell you, I don't know if anybody experienced him like I have, but I love hearing from him. I love him and hearing from him. And when I don't hear from him, I say, Lord, I don't know. Can you? I let him know, Lord, I miss you. I miss you. I want to hear from you. You know, I want to give God the glory so he know that I appreciate him. And so when we come together, praising God, letting him know, Lord, we glorify your name. We come together in unity, not for anything but to give you glory, to give you glory, to lift up the name of Jesus. That's why we come together, is to lift up the name of Jesus. That's why we come together, to glorify him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. One of the things I would say, what God has feasted us with is nothing but his word. We got to glorify him. We got to glorify him. And I'm just hearing her teaching how God has moved her to another arena to do what she's doing. And she's knocking them down like nobody's business. But you know, one of the things I say that we, as with those who love the Lord, we also keeping our eyes on what's going on in our country. One thing I say, If we go back and read, may I, Doctor, say something?
Yes. Yes.
According to 2 Corinthians 7:14, God said, if my people,
yes,
that are called by my name, he gave condition to do, because we're living in a time right now where everything seems to go back and forward, and the enemy is attacking America.
That's right.
And I'm saying to the people who say that they love God, stop shucking and jiving. The time has come. Are you ready to give God his glory? Are you ready to lift him up and to praise him and honor him, no matter where you are, what you're into? Are you ready to say, God, forgive me, use me? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And see, we've been praying, you and all of us been praying. Well, now we're not in chapter 2, but we're in God's grace. Because now the time has come where the Supreme Court has got to make a decision. And if we believers can't take the word of God and place the word of God and believe it and stand firm, don't get shaky, don't get messy, don't get involved with what they're doing, stand on the word of God.
Amen.
And we can pull this thing down. We ain't got to get set in no right. Women got to be women. They were born to bring men's children into the world. And a man can't do nothing but have a seed. That's all a man is good for. So what the enemy is saying, you don't have to believe all that you've heard them say tonight, but I'm going to tell him he's a lie. He tried to kill the seed. But God got his glory. God got his glory. He said, the heel shall bruise his head and his head, and he shall rise up. But God allowed it for Satan to do what he did. But God's son, he said, he came in the likeness of flesh. Hallelujah. To God be glorified. And I almost want to shout when I heard you say, Jesus glorifies God. My God, my God. I want to get up and just do the holy dance.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. And I just want to say to the listening audience, see, there are people listening, but they won't call in. But they're listening.
Yeah, well, you know what? Sometimes it's good to listen.
Yeah.
And I hope that while they're listening, that word will take a hold of them.
Yes.
And they glorify God while you're listening.
Yes.
Glorify God with us while you're listening. That's just as good. Just glorify.
Yes.
Like you said, it's so much going on in the earth. But like I said, God will get his glory.
Yes.
He will get his glory. They better check out Pharaoh, because God will get his glory no matter what's going on in the earth. God will get his glory. He said it. He said, I give my honor. So they can say what they want. They can try to kill the seed. They can do whatever they want. But God's word will stand, and he will get his glory. And we know that. He will get his glory. So you know what? And like I told him today, what we got to do as men and women of God, we got to speak God's word against it.
Amen.
We gotta speak God's word, because when we start speaking God's word, we ain't got to go out there and fight with them. All we got to do is speak a word. Speak a word, and guess what? The word will work. God said, I'll get my honor. He said, I'll be lifted up.
Yes, I'll be lifted up.
Hallelujah.
Got that faster in it. Hallelujah.
Lift his name up, and I guarantee you, he'll get his honor. He'll make his enemies his footstool. He'll make his enemies his footstool.
Yes,
he'll make
it.
But
he will. That's what God said. And
so
you know what
I'm
saying?
Speak the word.
Amen. Speak the word.
Amen.
Ooh, See, the faith that the disciple had, one man said, Lord, you don't have to come to my house. He said, no. He said, I'm in charge of people. When I say do this, and they do that, God, Jesus said, what? I never heard this kind of talk.
And he said, but... great faith.
That's great faith. And he said, speak the word, and it'll happen. So, speak the word, Jesus. It'll happen.
Amen.
My. Speak the word.
Amen. And see, that's what he's talking about, the centurion man. When we come together with great faith like that centurion man, something got to happen. All we got to speak a word. Because God's word works. It moves. It whatever it's saying to do, it's going to do it. God said, I'll get my honor. People with hearts. I get my honor. God said, the earth shall pass away. Hallelujah. But not Donald. He said, not one doubt. It won't his word pass away. So they better get ready because the word is going to work. It's going to work. It's going to do what it says it's going to do. So they can talk all that gibberish all they want to, but God says, I'll get my honor. I'll get it. So all those pharaohs out there that's going back and forth, God said, I'll get my honor. He said, I'll get it. So it's best that they glorify God now. Willingly, they can glorify him now, willingly, or they will glorify him later on with it. God said, I'll get my honor.
My.
He said, I get it. God. But no matter what's going on in the earth, God's going to get his honor. He said, I'll get it out of Pharaoh. I'll get it. See, these people's hearts are hardened. But God's just giving them an opportunity to turn around. He's giving them an opportunity to repent, to confess their sin. So he said, I'll get my honor. God's going to get his honor. He's going to get his honor. So no matter what they say and do, we keep praying. We keep speaking God's word because God's word works. God said, I trust God. I believe him at his word. He said, I'll get my honor. Those who are my enemy, he said, I'll get my honor. See, Pharaoh was the enemy to God. But God said, I'll get my honor out of him. He said, I get it. So God is getting ready to get his honor. He's going to get his honor. So guess what? All of those that are on the left side, go ahead. Moses said, all y'all for God, come over here. Come over here with me. All y'all on the Lord's side.
Yes.
Come over here. And the rest of y'all, go. You see? So they paid a big price.
They paid a big price for that. Yeah, but you know what, sister? If I interrupt you once again, I have never heard a man pray like I've heard my nice father pray. That old man could pray. And when he talked to God, he'd always say, sir.
Yes.
Lord have mercy.
Yes.
He would say, sir. But it moved me to the understanding. Even Jesus said, Father, Holy Father, Sir, I come that you may be glorified. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll never forget that. I told my wife, I said, I don't care what your daddy got, I ain't going to bother him. Because when he said, sir, you could feel the fire coming out of his lips. He said, sir. And I said, I ain't going to bother this. If you your daddy, who he says, I ain't bothering you, I'm on your side. Amen. So on God's side, through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because,
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. See, right now, what we got to understand is and see, and you and I both know it, the world need to hear what God is saying. Like he said, God is giving time to repent.
He's giving time.
Because we don't know what the next hour is going to be. even over there in the Middle East, they done stirred up once again. They want to bother Israel. I see y'all making the biggest mistake y'all ever can do. Have you not heard what God said about Israel? He said, this is my love. That's God said. This is mine. You're making a big mistake, devil.
Yes.
They don't say, well, you know, it's like the devil's skin for skin. Okay, you said skin for skin. We know you're going to hell, but it's going to be a fight. We just go sit on the back of the heaven and sit back and say, wow, told you so. Just told you so. Amen. But all I say to you, sister, is that we just keep our prayer, keep our honor before God, and keep honoring God and praising God and loving God and the Word. You got so deep into the Word, it's even got me, I'm just sitting there writing down stuff. I said, well, sometime I'm not going to be right. I'm gonna go ahead and put some of this down. And, you know, like eating some real good food. And, you know, you ain't to stop yourself. I just put, let me put this straight up and just hold on, see what's going on.
God, amen.
God is using you like never before. Never before.
Amen.
I knew you had it in you. I knew it.
Amen.
But God had to move some things out of our way. Am I right about it? He had to move some things out of our way. And so they're out of the way, so now we can move forward.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes. God has to move some things. He has to move some things. He has to move some people. And it's a blessing. It's truly a blessing. God's going to get his honor. He said he'll get it.
He'll get it.
And so sometimes God has to move things around in order to get his honor. It looks like a bad thing sometimes.
Yeah.
But God said, I'll get my honor. I'll get my So
get
sometimes
my
it looks bad, but God said, I'm doing it to get my glory.
Yes.
And I'm saying, how to thank you. Get your glory, because I'm going to glorify you too. I'm going to give you the glory. And that's why I say, I ask people to come together to give God glory. Let's praise him. Let's speak God's word, because everything that's going on in the earth, God is allowing it to go on because of his grace and mercy that endures forever. But there's a time and a place for everything upon the earth. And he's getting ready to get his glory. He said, I'll get my glory. I'll get my honor from Pharaoh. He said, I'll get. So whatever these people, these enemies of God think they're doing, and they're portraying it out in the open, God said, I'll get my glory. Let them go ahead. You just keep, y'all keep praying to me. Pharaoh thought he was God. He thought he wanted to do, and that's the way some of these people are. They think they can stop the feet of God. They think they can do what they want to do, but God said, I'll get my glory. He said, I get it. So it don't matter what they say and do. We just keep speaking the word and doing God's will. Amen? That's all we have to do. Just keep speaking the word and giving God the glory. And God will get his honor. He'll get it. He will get his honor. So I just give God the glory tonight. I thank God, because it's truly a blessing knowing that God will do what he said he will do. Keep seeking God, keep praying, and keep doing God's will. God will get his honor. Out of those who have hard hearts and think they can do what they want to do, God will get his honor.
Well, you know, we're going to give God the glory. We're going to thank God. And so until the next time, the Lord bless you until we see you again, okay?
Then God bless you.
Okay, bye-bye now.